It was a wonderful change going from the dark horror of the jungle to this spacious and bright cruise ship. The sea air, the sunlight, the exhilarating sense of adventure. I tucked the helicopter into my jacket for future use and went searching for Gridpipe and Moriarty's luxury suite. Come in. Come in. Come in.
It's you that's knocking, you idiot.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll come in. I stepped into the cabin and looked around. I couldn't help notice that the floor was so cunningly engineered that no matter where I stood on it, it was always directly under my feet. And standing in the middle of that floor, I saw a tall, handsome, attractive, cross-eyed man with eczema. He had on a bold mustache and was wearing a Ming vase. Is this the suite of Gridpipe and Moriarty?
No, that's on the starboard side.
Ah, thank you.
One moment. I've been watching you.
Have you?
Yes. You're horrible, aren't you?
No, actually, it's Adam 5.
Yes, and you've just come from Major Bloodnock's Bamboo Mansion.
How did you know that?
I listened to the start of this show.
You mean my dream is being overheard?
Overheard? On this podcast? Come, I'll take you to the suite you're looking for.
Ah, very kind of you.
You look familiar. Perhaps we've met before.
Well, I run my own business on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Your own business? Oh, yes, I remember now. It was during a parade. I bought a balloon from you.
Yes, of course.
Is anyone watching us?
I looked around. No.
All right, then. Enough of this chit-chat. Let me warn you, Adam 5. Your subconscious is trying to save you. That's why you knocked on my door instead of Gridpipe's.
Who are you?
My name is Stink Cabbage, but that's not important. What you must know is that Gridpipe and Moriarty are crooks trying to take you for everything you're worth and use you as bait to trap the screaming Mimi. Here is their cabin. Mind what I said and be careful. I'll be continuing to the shuffleboard tournament. Good afternoon.
I tried to thank him, but he'd already begun cartwheeling toward the lower decks. I was bitter. I was upset, but I tried to compose myself and carry on.
Come in. Annam, how good it is to see you again.
Yes, how splendid you were able to make it here.
Moriarty, break open a bottle of our best wine. Thank you. Sit down, relax, we'll have a nice tasty brunch delivered to us in no time. Ah, and here it is in front of us. Pass the marmalade, would you?
Gridpipe, he's still wearing the jacket, and we have his original one in the next room.
I see that. It must have slipped his mind that he absent-mindedly forgot that he didn't remember to take it with him.
Then he's still got money. 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 Coins. Money. Money. Bills and coins and money and hundreds and twenties and...
Shut up and stop squinting directly into his face when you whisper to me. It's very bad form.
Look here, old fellow. This could work to our advantage.
Yes. Try and hide the original, and we'll see how long we can farm $1,000 from him. Little does he know that there's more than one way to cash in on a nightmare.
Finished?
Yes.
Little does Gridpipe know that I've been tipped off to his whole plan, and soon the tables will be turned.
Finished?
Yes.
Little do they know, but I've sold the movie rights to this dream for a small fortune, and can settle back and relax while they all act like fools.
Finished?
Yes.
Annam, you seem to have spilled a bucket of raspberry pancake topping onto your jacket. Moriarty, take it quickly into the next room and soak it in cold water.
Yes, Gridpipe. The money! The money! It's gone! Where's the money? Where's the money?
Ha! I've hoodwinked the lot of you. I took the $1,000 out of the wallet before I entered.
He's on to us, Gridpipe.
Shut up, you steaming nit.
I know all about your little plan to use me as bait to catch...
And it won't work. Stop right there, Random 5, and hand over the $1,000 anyway.
I thought you had a movie contract for this dream. What do you care about a measly $1,000?
I don't. but pointing an elephant gun at him will make for a more exciting film.
It doesn't matter anyway. I just threw the money out that porthole.
You swine! $1,000 blown in a second.
All right, stop there, all of you.
Yuckabagoo! He's got a colonial American bedwarmer, and it's pointing right at us.
That's right, and I'm not afraid to shoot. Bloodnock, throw away that elephant gun.
No, my mother gave it to me.
Annam, look out behind you. It's coming.
Suddenly, everything seemed to slow down. It was as if I were moving through ice-cold molasses. Every instinct in me fought against it. I knew it was a trick, but my body was betraying me. I couldn't stop from spinning slowly around and staring at the nothing I knew would be there. I could hear them rushing up behind me. I had more than enough time to react, for it all happened so slowly. And then time resumed its normal pace, and I felt their brutal grip on my arms and shoulders.
You seem to keep forgetting, Annam, that this is a nightmare. Now, are you going to come along quietly, or will we have to use earplugs?
Before I knew it, they'd taken away my weapon and had me on their shoulders, rushing out of the cabin toward the starboard rail. Stop! You can't do this to me! It's my dream!
Foolish fellow, wherever did you get the idea that you own your own dreams?
Now that we have the last of your money, you're far too poor for us. Into the ocean with him, boys. One, two...
Help! My feet don't touch the bottom! Help!
What are you carrying on about, Annam?
I'm going to sink. This ocean is taller than me.
Well, I wouldn't feel badly about it. It is much older than you.
However, if you're truly sensitive about your height, simply send away for my best-selling book, How to Be 3 Inches Taller. And when it arrives, stand on it.
At least throw me a lifesaver.
Here you are.
Oh, thank goodness. All right. Hands up, all of you listening that thought he was going to throw me a little round piece of candy with a hole in it. Write yourself a note now, stating in bold letters, I mustn't be too clever by half. I clung to the lifesaver, floating helplessly as the ship moved off in the distance. I would have given in completely to despair if it weren't for these commercials.